What are you guys doing for free safety this week?
Still working through it. Like Kyle said yesterday, we'll find out Sunday.
How much during camp Jaquaski and Lorenzo get at that spot for this very situation, in case you don't know if Jimmy can go?
We feel like they got enough. They're all really prepared. Halfley does an unbelievable job preparing his guys. And with our defense, just because we are so in tune to making sure players are fresh, everyone's got to know more than one position anyway. So throughout OTAs and training camp, they've been well prepared by their position coaches.
Waski, could he handle potentially, I know you used him in dime packages as a quasi-linebacker, could he handle jumping from the back end up towards the line of scrimmage if needed?
It's hard, you know, because you're asking a lot of a player. You're asking him to know two different spots, but if there's anyone who can do it, it's him. I mean, he is a smart football player, and he does everything we've asked. He prepares the right way. So we've got great confidence in him to be able to do that.
You guys are going up against two very good receivers, Colton Benjamin and Greg Olsen. In your cover three scheme, one way to attack the cover three is down the seams. How much emphasis are you are you putting in the free safety to kind of know what to look for pre-snap recognition so you can make the proper decision if both players beat their respective coverages?
The way the defense is structured, we feel pretty good about the way teams run seams against us and how we defend it. The free safety always has the freedom to roam in our coverage to be able to handle. He is a no seams, no post safety, so he's got to take care of him. But structurally, the way the defense is designed, seams is not a problem for us.
I guess maybe have the key on Cam to make sure he doesn't get loose running the ball.
Cam, we'll see. I mean, Cam's unbelievable. He's an unbelievable talent. So it's trying to handle him and all that stuff with our rush and the way we operate. Again, it's going to be one of those deals where, again, we'll have a plan for him, but how big of a plan it's.
You'll be prepared for him to run, but are you expecting him to do a lot of runs?
I expect him to be Cam. I'm sure he's 100% and he's going to be rolling like he normally does.
I know you're familiar with Christian McCaffrey, but there's no way to know exactly how Carolina plans to use him. So how do you prepare to defend him? How do you game plan this week for him?
You never want to chase ghosts. We have an idea of what they're going to do. We'll keep everything within the structure of the defense. It always comes back to us. Will they use them? I'll bet a lot of money they're going to use them in many creative ways. And it's our job to understand that it's not about the player that's performing them. It's about the structure of the defense and how we defend the entire field.
I would assume they didn't show anything in the preseason that made you guys pop out about how they use them.
No.
As a coach, does the season opener make you a little bit more nervous just because you don't have that one game of film from this year to kind of study? You have to guess a little bit?
No. You know, it's like I said, it always comes back to us. And trying to represent the style that we are on defense. And it doesn't matter what a team throws. They're going to throw wrenches. They get paid. So they are going to gain yards. They might score a point. But it always comes back to us and how much of a dog do you want to be on the football field. And you keep coming and you keep coming until that whistle blows at the end of the fourth quarter. It's our will versus theirs. And how far are you willing to go further than your opponent? So that's our mindset. That's the way we operate. And we understand the way the game works. We understand they'll have wrenches. We understand that they have an unbelievable football team. 2 years ago, they were the number one scoring offense in football. It's just our mindset and our will to go further than they're willing to. And that's the way we create it on defense.
I'm back to watch film of how Pete Carroll and the Seahawks defense have defended this particular offense the past few years.
You always do. You look at your stuff. But like we've said, we're going to be different. We're going to operate differently. We're going to have different things that we do. So we're really excited about our plan. Now it's a matter of just going and executing.
You mentioned in the preseason that Lorenzo might have been a little over-aggressive sometimes on some of the things he was doing back there. How has he progressed in that sense throughout August and now heading into week one?
His vision's expanding, so he's starting to see more. The more they see, the more calculated they can be back there. And so with that's where he's starting to get better. It's when you watch a guy like Earl Thomas, one play you're like, how did he can't do that. And then the next play he's playing the middle third and you're like, how does he just knows. It's when it's run, he's 2 yards in the backfield. When it's pass, he's 25 yards back playing the third. So they get to a point where they just recognize they got great play recognition. They see the big picture and they can react much faster. So that's where he's getting better.
Regarding Solomon, like a lot of rookies, I mean, ideally, will he continue to get bigger as far as his weight? And related to that, I mean, is it a nice situation to have, you know, taking him, splitting snaps just because, you know, you don't want to overtax him?
Just as, like any rookie, as he becomes a man, he's going to gain weight. You know, I'm not concerned about his weight. He's got such great get off and coil and strength. But it's like we've preached the entire off season. As long as we can stay healthy, obviously, everyone on that D line is a starter. No one, we ideally won't have. Everyone will be splitting reps. So when it comes to the D line, they work together, all of them together, to one, keep themselves fresh, and two, keep themselves at a dominant level of performance. He plays his tail off. That's first and foremost. He stands for all the right stuff. He grinds out. He can grind out as a three technique on those doubles. A pretty good run defender, and he's got some quick twitch off the ball. So he's got that penetrating feel that we like for three technique, and we feel like he'd be a really good complement to Buckner.
Step like a top criterion for that position, being able to kind of burst into the
penetrator, for sure.
Important at all for the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, to get together and kind of put together game plans that match or kind of have the same vision?
The vision, for sure. Kyle does a great job expressing what he likes, what he wants this football team to look like. And that's where I think that's Kyle, one of Kyle's greatest strengths, is he's able to capture the entire room and with one vision create what we expect to be a pretty cool picture. It's going to be very identifiable to the fan on what this team is made of and what it's about from a vision standpoint. Schematically, two different sides of the ball. Now, once we get going towards the fourth quarter and in the game and he's looking for something, he always has say-so, head cheese. So, but from a vision standpoint, for sure, and that's where Kyle, I think, does an unbelievable job putting the team all on one page.
So is that something where you guys are communicating throughout the week to kind of figure out what the...
He does.
When you talk about vision, you're talking about for a specific game or just in general?
Could be for a specific game. Could be he's got... Obviously, he's got an entire vision for the entire season, and then he is very focused game week on what he's looking for, what it takes, and all the different things that he preaches to make sure that we're all on the same page and achieving one goal.
Which players on your defense have the quicks and burst to cover McCaffrey man-to-man?
I feel like all of them do. I know it's kind of a cliche answer, but Ruben can, Bowman can. I mean, like I said, it's not about him. It's about us and the way we operate defensively and the things that we can do to put ourselves in position to be successful.
Robert, I know you're not focused on Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, but as a defensive guy, do you have an appreciation for the amount of inside linebacker talent that will be on the field?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. I like ours better, though.
in the draft, there was talk that Curtis Samuel could do sort of the same things, like be a quasi-wide receiver running back. Have they done anything like that with him in the preseason? Do you have to be cognizant of him as well as McCaffrey when in those kind of dual roles?
I'm sure they'll have something for him. You know, I'm sure they're going to want to feature all their guys at some point in the game. And again, it goes back to us. You know, we're not concerned with who they do it with. It's that they are going to do it, and we got to be sound defensively.
A couple more.
McCaffrey, he's just known for his shiftiness, just quick cuts. How do you tell your guys to tackle that? Are they watching his hips, his shoulders? I mean, how?
We have our tackle.
He has the ability to just cut so quickly.
He is. He's shifty. He's a shifty little sucker. we have our tackling plan. We feel like we do a great job with the way we tackle, and our plan has been relayed, and so we're I won't get into it, but we're comfortable with what we showed the players and the plan for Sunday.
Robert, are you proud of yourself? You have not, unlike Kyle, you have not cussed at the podium.
I have a problem with cussing, so it's very hard. That's why I'm so stagnant.
Right.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks. Have a great day.